Sergeant Tim Sutton joins me live on the program. He is with the Hanover County Sheriff's Department. Sergeant, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Corey.
Thank you for making some time for this. I know that this has been an incredible week for you and all the team there in Hanover County. And let me just begin by thanking you and the team there for all the work that y'all did. I was telling the listeners here on the program last week, I was down there Tuesday and Thursday to help out, and I looked into the eyes of all you folks, and I could tell that you all just weren't sleeping, that you were working around the clock to try and find this little boy, and thank goodness we had a happy ending.
Yeah, it was an exhausting week, but you know, it's not just public safety that was out there. It was so many citizens and everybody, and you talk about a team effort. It's not just public safety, as I was saying. It was every single person involved.
Yeah. Tell me, let's go back to the beginning. Where were you when you first heard, when this call first came in last Sunday, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I was actually working. I work evening shift patrol. I was actually in the county working when the call came out, and they dispatched us to a missing child with special needs, and I thought I heard special needs, but I wanted to verify, so I asked the dispatcher, did you say special needs? And she said 10-4. And we started sending the deputies up there. I informed them first get to the water. I wanted them to hit the water because I knew that the park backed up to a river. And a lot of times with autism, the children or the individuals are attracted to water, so I wanted to get them there as soon as possible. And within a few minutes, I had one of my canine officers with a bloodhound. I had him en route, and we were all proceeding northbound. I was northbound, headed to the scene, trying to get there and find Robert as soon as possible.
We're talking with Sergeant Tim Sutton of the Hanover County Sheriff's Department. So this is last Sunday. Tell me what you saw when you got to out to the park that Sunday. And this is just within an hour or two of him being reported missing. You're out there on the scene.
Right. I got there, and I saw a lady with another child with autism, apparently it's Robert's brother. And they were sitting still trying to – I went up there and tried to gather as much information as I could and determined his father was out there looking for him, and as well as my deputies who had gotten there before I had. So I just stood by to be there with the rest of the family and basically coordinated the efforts to get more people up there and get the ball rolling so we could get as many resources as we could up there to find him as quick as possible.
Yeah. What did you learn that Sunday as far as how he got away? What do we know at this point? Did he just run off?
All I know is from this point is they turned around and he was gone. There was no indication as to why he took off. It was just that he was gone. And that's basically as far as we got. And as far as I was concerned, at that point, it didn't matter why he was gone. Let's go find him and bring him back.
Yeah. Well, I can say, as the dad of a little boy with autism, just about the same age as Robbie, that is very, very easy. Folks may not understand this, but when you're dealing with autism, it is very easy to turn around and just the child is gone. And that has happened to me before in a grocery store, and it was one of the most frightening things that's ever happened to me.
Well, if they get fixated on something or they see something of interest to them, they will do everything in their power to get to that thing. And you know, I've got three children myself, and they're not special needs children, but I know if one of them goes away from me or goes around the back of the house and I'm calling for them, they don't answer, I already start to panic. But families that are dealing with autism, they're dealing with that 24/7, and I cannot imagine. And that's why I'm out there trying to do what I can to spread the word about autism, train the officers here in this department, because it's something that's desperately needed for the autism community.
Absolutely. We are honored to be talking with Sergeant Tim Sutton of the Hanover County Sheriff's Department. So on Sunday, when he goes missing, you're out there within an hour or two with a team, with the dogs, you're meeting with the family. What happened as the sun starts to go down on that Sunday, on that first day that he was missing?
Well, we tried to get everybody into the woods to different areas with the anticipation of the sun going down. We tried to get as many officers up there as possible so we could hopefully not have to worry about where Robert was at night. But as they went out and started searching, we weren't finding him. So we knew we were in for a long night, and which turned into a long 6 days.
Yeah. So you searched through the night on Sunday night, then that first night?
Yes, sir.
And then you also searched all day Monday, and the team began to grow. And I understand that Monday you had about 300 professional folks, public safety, EMT, fire department, out there in that park looking around.
Yes, we had all the resources from our county, and then, of course, we started having resources coming in from every jurisdiction in the metro Richmond area, and then some. I mean, I was amazed at the resources that came in. Everybody considered it an emergency. You know, I think had anybody gone missing, we'd have had the same resources, but I think there was a special concern due to the fact that it was a child with special needs. I think that kind of hit everybody's heart.
Sergeant Tim Sutton is with the Hanover County Sheriff's Department. We're honored to have him on the program here. It's 5:15 in Charlottesville. Then comes Tuesday, and y'all mobilized on a dime to create an incredible training facility, basically. You put out the call Monday night. That's when I saw it. I was down there first thing Tuesday morning, and all the tents were up. The lines were formed. There was coffee. I mean, it was amazing. Right. This little village was created just overnight to train people, get them into the field. And I was telling the folks earlier, when we walked into that first tent and sat down to get trained, you walked out and you were the guy that said, this is what we're doing. And what was that like for you day after day training these search volunteers?
It was a little overwhelming at first because I had expected to be working with the other officers actually conducting the search itself. And I had just left a briefing and was informed I needed to be out in the parking lot of King's Dominion. When I pulled up, I said, yes, what do y'all need me to do? And was instructed, you need to go in there and teach them autism. And I walked in, and it's kind of overwhelming when you walk in and there's 50 to 60 people sitting there just waiting to hear what you have to say. And I had the information in my head, but there was nothing on paper for me to present. So I just started giving some characteristics that I had talked to the family and gotten about Robert, about his hyposensitivity, his fixations on the cardboard boxes, the bottles, and unfortunately, I didn't share it at the time, but one of his fixations was water. But I just started training, and as I started training, the first group, I would see a few heads go up and down, like nodding, because, and then I got to the realization I was preaching to the choir. I had a lot. I could look and see the nods and tell that's either a parent or that's a teacher who deals with autism. And then on the other extreme, I knew I had people in there who had never heard, you know, they heard the word autism, but they knew absolutely nothing about it. So I was actually able to train those people. But I guess the reaffirmation of seeing the nods, because, you know, you, your family, and these individuals live with it 24 hours a day. I don't. And here I am trying to teach. But seeing those nods, I mean, it was so reaffirming. Because the last thing I want to do is give bad information out. But every group that came through, I could pick out the ones who were directly affected by autism.
Yeah. We're talking with Sergeant Tim Sutton of the Hanover County Sheriff's Department, and it is such, as you said earlier, this is such needed information on the part of public safety folks who are out in the field and dealing with children and even older folks with autism. So Tuesday is a big search. Wednesday is a search. I was back down there on Thursday, we were working in smaller teams, and it turns out on Thursday, I was probably 300 or 400 yards in a grid from where he was found the next day. Where were you when you heard he was found?
I was actually over at the Meadow Farm Park. I was still training individuals to go out into the field. I spent every day, all day, you know, starting Tuesday morning training, and ultimately, you know, I look at it, between 5,000 and 6,000 people were trained on autism, you know, however brief of time it was. I might have had 10, 15 minutes right there, but at least I was able to get 5,000 to 6,000 people. I believe that's the correct numbers. I checked with the fire department earlier who was logging it, but I was able to educate that many people through this one incident on autism.
Amazing. It's amazing. Now, the guy that found him, the gentleman that found Robbie on Friday afternoon, almost to the minute from since he went missing on Sunday, it's been reported that he was laying in a fetal position, fully clothed, without his shoes, in a little ditch of wet leaves on the property of the quarry, which is just down the road from the park. Then they got him medevaced to the hospital in Richmond right away.
Correct.
It's an amazing story. What has this been like behind the scenes for you and the team there and all the folks the professional folks in public safety and fire and rescue that have been worked around the clock for 6 days?
I think it's just overwhelming, and I feel like there's a sense of just numbness of, like, this happened in Hanover County. But we were so amazed at how well everybody came together. And, you know, when I went out to the parking lot of Kingsman and I saw the tent setting up, I was like, you know, this is amazing what everybody has put down, what they're doing. They put all feelings, issues aside, but we're working together as a team to find this one little boy. And I was absolutely amazed.
At the turnout?
Oh, at the turnout, yeah. As well as how everything, it was just there. You know, there was food there. We had people coming from all over the place just bringing food up there so that the searchers could come in, they could eat and go back out. And it was, there was no need up there that was not addressed, yeah. I guess you could say.
I have to say, too, as one of the folks who was walking the miles in the woods, I was so impressed with the people on either side of me in those search lines as we, you know, just inched our way step by step through those grids, through those wooded grids. People were so serious and
yeah.
So there was no – people just weren't talking about things and what they were
right.
doing at work and gossiping. I mean, every conversation that you have for hours, mile after mile – was about, have you checked over there? Did you look in that briar patch? Have we looked back here?
It was focused on the task at hand.
Absolutely.
And I think that was what's so amazing. People were up there for only one purpose, and that was Robert Wood Jr.
And it's a real testament to your training and the dedication of the folks who were out there not only the Hanover County Sheriff's Department, of course,
right.
but from every public safety department. Tell me about the sheriff, because I know that he's relatively new on the job.
Yes, sir. He's actually, I believe he's completing his first year as sheriff. Great guy. He's got a warm heart, and I tell you, when it comes to children, it's a huge heart. But he actually a few months ago, I believe it was last spring, had come to me and said, look, I've been traveling around the state teaching different departments on autism, and he said, I want our department trained. I want them trained on autism, and I want them trained on Alzheimer's. And it just so happened that the past 2 months, myself as well as some of the deputies that work with me, I'm trying to get them in to be able to teach this curriculum to help me so I don't have to get pulled every which way. But for the past 2 months, we've been training the Hanover Sheriff's Office deputies on dealing with autism, on dealing with Alzheimer's. And actually, I had a 2-day class that had been scheduled originally for the week, the Monday and Tuesday right after the hurricane. And it got canceled. I was going to do a 1-day training on Alzheimer's and a 1-day training on autism. Well, that ended up getting rescheduled, and I guess you can guess the Monday and Tuesday that it was rescheduled for,
right.
because it got canceled. And I explained to the sheriff, I said, you know, they're getting on-the-job training for autism right now.
That's right.
So we were supposed to do it last Monday and Tuesday, and everything came to a halt. I mean, there was nothing, no training, nothing. Our focus was on Robert Wood Jr.
We're talking with Sergeant Tim Sutton of the Hanover County Sheriff's Department. He is one of the folks that provided the training of thousands of people to go into the field and help look for that little boy. A successful search. He was found Friday afternoon about 2 o'clock and is receiving medical care now in Richmond. And by all accounts, Tim, it looks like he's going to be fine, right?
I believe he'll be fine. You know, I've had discussion with quite a few people. I feel like the autism had something to do with him taking off. I don't know if he saw something he got fixated on and just took off after it. But I feel like the autism, you know, the weather, the night was cold. You know, he was out there on his own in the woods for, you know, 5 or 6 days. And with autism, there is typically no fear. They don't understand how to fear things. And I just wonder, you know, his hyposensitivity, not being able to feel any pain, all that well on his skin, and the cold weather, he may not have felt it as severely as we would have had we been out there. But, you know, I would love to have the opportunity to sit down with him and say, where were you every night? Where were you? But we will never know the answers to those questions.
Yeah.
And in reality, in high probability, Robert may have had the funnest 5 or 6 days of his life. He may have been running around playing, exploring out there, and not even aware that we were out there looking for him.
Tim, do you think he went down to the river? Because didn't the dogs track him down there?
They did track him towards the river, but there were so many other tracks that they were working on, and that makes me wonder if he was just out there running around enjoying himself and just laying down tracks everywhere. But, yeah, that was a concern for the river because one of the tracks did lead to the river, and that was a huge concern, a concern of mine. I was scared to death he was in the water. But I had a feeling deep inside that if he was not in the water and he was on the land, he was probably fine, just out there playing with his cardboard boxes, playing with his bottles, and just exploring.
Sergeant Tim Sutton is with the Hanover County Sheriff's Department. The department took the lead on the search for Robbie Wood, who was found successfully after 5 nights alone in the woods north of Richmond. It is an amazing, amazing story. And I will tell you, folks know I'm not the most religious man on the planet, but the only word, the one word that captures how I feel about all of this is miracle. That's the only word. It's the word I keep coming back to.
Right.
Ever since Friday. It's just
miracle,
miracle.
Well, I don't think
a
situation like this can lead you to believe that it's anything other than a miracle.
It really is. Tim, thank you so much. Enjoyed talking to you, and let's talk again soon.
I appreciate you having me on. You take care.